The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. Jesus went away from there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown and among his relatives and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among all the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Way back at the beginning of creation, Adam was in wonder with Eve. Since there was no sin to cloud his vision or twist his desires, Adam knew Eve by seeing her. And seeing her and knowing she was made in the image of God, which meant that there was always more to her, more to know, and more to see. And this excess of personhood meant Adam always wondered about Eve. In a sense, because she was a child of God, made in the image of God, she was full of wonder. Now, once sin entered into the world, wonder was twisted into control. Knowing someone now meant holding them in check. Knowledge of someone was now encapsulating, which meant there was nothing else to learn or wonder about that person because you knew who they were. Now, in our gospel reading, Jesus' hometown kept him in a box of their knowledge. They knew he didn't go to the best schools. They knew his job was with wood and stone. And they knew his family was just like them. There was nothing else to know because there was, in their minds, nothing else to Jesus. Now, Jesus' teaching and actions did astonish his hometown, which could be confused with wonder. But in verse 3 of our gospel reading, we understand the nature of their astonishment. They were offended. Their resentment stopped Jesus from doing his works. Their resentment disregarded anything he had done and undermined anything he said. In a sense, their knowledge of who Jesus was repressed Jesus. he was stuck in their imaginations. But of course, this hometown did not know Jesus. They did not know that Jesus was the beloved Son of God. They did not know that he was here to usher in the kingdom of God through his death and resurrection, and that his purpose was to preach the forgiveness of sins. They never wondered about Jesus. They never would know how much more he was than just a carpenter and Mary's son. The Greek word for wonder is thamazo, which means to wonder, to marvel, but even to adore. It can also mean surprise. The way of wonder is based on being made in the image of God. Because if humanity is made in the image of God, then there's always more to a person, because the image of God can never be exhausted. You can never reach the end of who God is. This means then there's always room to grow, and there's always room for surprises in one's life. Originally, knowing someone did not mean a complete knowledge, as if there's nothing else to know about a person. Rather, knowing another person meant to wonder about that person. To wonder because God was always up to something in that person. So Adam wondered about Eve because she was made in the image of God. And that meant God was up to something in Eve's life. There was room to grow. There was room for surprises, both for her and also for him. Knowing another person in the Garden of Eden meant that life was always full of possibilities for more. However, sin caused Adam's knowledge of Eve to keep her in the blame box. According to him, she ruined everything. And that's all there was to know. By keeping her in that blame box, he could now control. His attempt to control by knowing that she's the one who did it meant no room for wonder, no room for surprises, and no room to grow. Which meant that Adam and Eve were stuck in their sin. Unfortunately, this is what we do with people. We put them in a box of our making. Rather than seeing them made in the image of God, we make them into an image of our liking, where we can control the knowledge of who they are, rather than being open to the person that God made them. And this is where repentance comes in. Repentance washes away the sin from our eyes and sets the people free from that box we created. When we see and know them to be children of God, made in his image, we will see them as God sees them. And seeing them as God sees them causes us then to wonder. And people actually turn out to be full of surprises. People we are meant to know. But that's not all. Repentance also washes the sin away from how we see ourselves. With sins forgiven, you can now clearly see yourself as a child of God made in his image. And with God in your life, there is always more to you. Which means you might wonder about yourself. What does Jesus have in store for you? Now, we actually see this in action in the second half of our gospel reading, when Jesus sends the 12 out to do what he does. They might be fishermen from a small village on the Sea of Galilee, but Jesus has something in store for them. He's authorized them to speak and act like him. They are meant to be his presence, the presence of God. Now, Jesus does warn them. Inevitably, they will run into towns who will not believe them because they are just poor fishermen who don't know anything. But Jesus reassures them that doesn't change the fact that there is more to them than their former jobs and their families. There's more to them than their sins. The good news is Jesus gives them his life. Jesus is the Son of God who comes to restore our status as children of God. And on the cross, we see Jesus' life fully displayed, full blast, a sacrificial love, alive because he is the beloved child of God. And from the cross, Jesus forgives your sins. He washes them away. And through faith, he restores you then to Eden. And by the Holy Spirit, enlivens you then to live his life. His life is full of surprises. His mercies are new every morning. His life is full of surprises where you will want to know more because it is a life full of wonder. So, do not put Jesus in a box, but rather open your heart to him. A faithful encounter with Jesus means you will want to dive deeper into who he is, not simply rest on what you know of him. By learning more of who he is, then you will actually then learn more of who you are as a child of God. You will learn more of the life you are meant to live. You are a child of God, a child of wonder, meant to live a wonderful life. And this sense of wonder then must be the spiritual climate of St. John, this sense of expectancy, an openness to the power of God through Jesus Christ will have a huge impact on what God does in this community. Because in his hometown, Jesus didn't do any mighty works. It's not because he was unable to do them. It was because he never forces himself upon you. And he will never force you to believe, but he will tenderly invite you to believe. Our unbelief does not render God unpowerful. It simply renders us dull and sad and dying. But just like the 12, Jesus has something in store for you. So let us repent of thinking we know everything about Jesus and about each other. Let us recover our sense of wonder of God's plans for us. And let us open ourselves to Jesus' direction so that we leave room for more, room for growth, and room for surprises. Because Jesus will deliver. He will deliver his gifts. He will deliver his forgiveness, and then together we will see that life is in fact full of wonder. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.